Guided reality test. The following exercise is part of the reflection intention technique described in Unit 2 of the Course in Lucid Dreaming. Practicing with the tape will help you learn how to conduct a thorough reality test. After you read about Exercise 2 of Unit 2 of the course, use this guided practice to get started with the technique, and any time that you think your reality tests are becoming automatic. Get out your reality probe, the card that asks, "Is this a dream?" Closely examine the printed side. Carefully read what it says. Now turn it over to the blank side and back again. Check to see that it still says the same thing and looks in every way the same. If you don't have your reality probe with you, use something else with words on it. A digital watch or clock is great, or anything with more than one word. Did the words or numbers change when you looked the second time? Now try to make the letters or numbers change by staring at them and willing them to be different. Needless to say, if you are not dreaming, that is, if you are awake now, the letters will remain the same, and the digital watch will keep telling the time. However, if you are dreaming, the letters and numbers will change. They may look perfectly normal the first time you read them, but when you look away and look back, or when you stare at them and try to get them to change, they will mutate in all kinds of creative ways. This is because the characters you are reading do not exist outside of your mind, so your brain has difficulty recreating them quickly when you look away and look back. And when you stare at them, the natural instability of dreams takes over, causing them to change before your eyes. Now look around you and ask yourself if everything appears normal. Is anything or anyone out of place? Do you remember how you got here? Assuming now that your reality test has told you that you are probably not dreaming, imagine that you are dreaming. If you are certain that you're awake, tell yourself, "Okay, I'm not dreaming now, but if I were, what would it be like?" Imagine as vividly as possible that you are dreaming. Intently imagine that what you are perceiving, hearing, feeling, smelling, or seeing around you is a dream. The people, trees, sunshine, sky, and earth, and you yourself, all a dream. Observe your environment carefully. Look for dream signs. Is there anything present that is like one of the dream signs you have been practicing to notice in your dreams? Imagine what it would be like if one of your personal dream signs were here now. Visualize also that the scene is unstable. If you turn your back on something, it will disappear, or be replaced by something completely different. As soon as you are able to vividly conjure within yourself the feeling that you are dreaming now, tell yourself, "The next time I'm dreaming, I will remember to recognize that I'm dreaming." Now imagine that you are lucid in this dream. What would you like to do now? You are not restricted by anything, no physical limitations or social rules. Perhaps you want to fly, soar through the ceiling, talk to someone special, maybe even kiss someone. Or maybe you have a particular application of lucid dreaming in mind. Think of what you would like to do in your next lucid dream. Now, continue the fantasy lucid dream, and imagine that after having become lucid in your present environment, you now try out what you have decided you would like to do in your next lucid dream. As you visualize, firmly resolve to remember to recognize that you are dreaming, and to remember what you want to do in your next lucid dream. Now, wake yourself from your imaginary lucid dream. Soon you will be in a real dream, and it will be this easy to become lucid.